Guys, episode 13, we're going to talk a little bit about the struggles of the Mets starting rotation. We're going to talk about how the Yankees are doing, how the Cardinals are doing. You know how we're doing it here. We're going to do our parlays. We're going to do our guess that player. And we're going to talk a little bit about the whole Liam Hendricks story, because beautiful story. Anyways, roll the music. Baseball fans around the world, Ballpark Beef's back for another episode, another week of baseball in the books. More baseball to talk about for the boys. I got Jimmy and Nicholas here with me. Fellas, how was your week?
Another fantastic week, you know. How are you guys?
Could be better. Could be worse, I guess.
I honestly, you know, the Yankees haven't been playing terrible, so I mean, not a bad week, you know. It was a fun week, I guess you could say. Memorial Day weekend, you know, had a good time, decent time. And, yeah, I'm going on vacation tomorrow, so let's fucking go.
This guy gets to do everything.
You feel me?
A little tranquilizer, kid? You sound a little gloomy today. I'll pick you up. Yeah, you're just, like, very even-keeled.
All right, you want me to get hyped? Well, I'm saving it because... Nick was talking hella shit. We were down the shore yesterday, and this dude was just talking hella spicy shit about his freaking boots team. So we got a lot to talk about today. So don't worry, it'll pick up the energy. And yeah, so let's talk about our teams a bit, get a little week recap, and who wants to go first? Because I'm not going first.
Yeah, well, let's hear about those shitty Mets.
Yikes.
Sure you want to do that?
Yeah.
We got two series losses. We lost to the Cubs 2 out of 3. We lost 2 out of 3 to the Rockies as well. And we're playing the Phillies right now, winning 1-0. We suck. Terrible road trip. Just absolutely not playing very well at all. Pete Alonso hits tanks. Francisco Alvarez is him. He is the newest him to the Himmy collection. And aside from them two, then we really got nothing else going for us right now. Pete Alonso leading the league with 20 tanks, hitting 241. It's Pete Alonso. He hits tanks and he doesn't hit too high of an average. Francisco Alvarez with a pair of 3-run homers to give us a little bit of life in some of these games, but otherwise we lost some good ones. Jing's been struggling. Max Scherzer had a good game. Justin Verlander imploded on himself. We got Kodai Senga tonight. Was consistent pitcher, and yeah, you know, we're just kind of trudging along.
Yeah, your bullpen had a rough week this week, huh?
Yeah, the bullpen sucks too, man. Like
outside of Robertson, your bullpen's just awful.
Yeah, I mean we're throwing triple or quadruple A pitchers every game. Really, I mean we don't have enough bullpen arms. Diaz injury really killed us, because if we had the trio of Diaz, Robertson, and Ottavino kind of leading that bullpen with Drew Smith mixed in there, might have been a different story. You know, we got a couple of topics to talk about later today. I think maybe one of them closers we're going to discuss later might be a good Mets addition, but yeah. You know, we'll play it by ear. We're just kind of staying afloat in the NL East. We're at 500 right now, or maybe one game under. Not looking the best. Third of the way through the season, definitely underwhelming.
I feel like the Mets' main issue is you can't really trust your relievers right now outside of Robertson, because Robertson's been fantastic for you guys.
Don't even cut the problem in half. It's the entire pitching staff, man. Like we can't get good outings from McGill. From you know we had Quintana just been sidelined the whole year. Carrasco's up and down, had a good start, didn't have a good start, then has another good start. It's just like, it's too spotty. Our team ERA, I think, is north of 5. It just doesn't get it done. You know, our offense is good enough to compete. We don't rip the cover off the ball. You know, we get on base. You know, our young guys step up and hit. Alonso will hit. Francisco Lindor, you know, doing his thing. But when it comes to pitching, like, that's the entirety of our problem.
It's crazy to think. I think Kodai Senga is a very important piece of your rotation. And I appreciate how he pitches, because he goes out there and he battles. He really does battle. And it's just weird that he's kind of on like a 6 to 7 day kind of rest. So I just don't know. I feel like the Mets starting rotation is really make or break right now. And that's kind of scary to me, at least. I mean, the Yankees is very similar.
Yeah, I mean, when you can't guarantee that you're going to get 6 quality innings every day, because, you know, when you do, you're 12-0 like the Mets are, or whatever the record is, when they get a quality start, it's just absurd. If they get good starting pitching, like, the game is ours. I mean, when we don't get good starting pitching, you know, we hand it to a bullpen that also gives up runs, and we could just never climb out the hole. You know, we're down 3-0 after the first inning because of the 3-run jack we give up. And we're just fighting uphill from there. So, you know, it seems like the story of the Mets year has been, you know, falling behind, trying to catch up, you know, succeeding sometimes, but not often. And, you know, if that's the story of the year, then we're going to be 81-81, and we're going to be at home in October. So that's that.
Now, that would be crazy. After all that money spent and you're not playing in October, that would be a fail of a season.
Super. Yeah, fun. I mean, what the heck could we do next year? I mean, this could be a whole topic of another episode. Like, what could we do to rebuild the starting pitching and pitching in general for our team? Like, we'd have to pay for it.
Yeah.
I mean, just like we have. Like, our positional depth is great. You know, mm-hmm. We made a couple of signings the first year. We had Kanye, we had Escobar, we had Marte. And I know I'm taking a lot of time, but those three guys were, I think, in my opinion, good signings. But, you know, what happens after their contracts are up, right? Like, we have good positional players behind them.
Yeah.
We have Alex Ramirez. We have in the minors. We have, you know, the three guys, Vientos, Beatty, and Alvarez. You know, we have Mauricio to fill in the gaps. So we have a good core positional group of players. We just need pitching, man.
Yeah.
It'll be the story of the Mets' life for the next 5 years. Both. Yeah.
You guys are just like us.
Yeah, I mean, we can roll over to the Cardinals now, but the Mets, I think their whole season is gonna stink if starting pitching doesn't start to pick up, because you gotta go more innings because your relievers aren't shoving right now.
Yeah, so I mean, if we take it over from the Cardinals' perspective, you know, the last two series we split with the Reds and we lose to the Guardians. This is kind of the opposite of what the Cardinals have been having this year. This past 7 days, you know, our starters give us quality starts, and then we give it over to the bullpen, and the eighth or ninth inning, the bullpen kind of just gives it away. Two games against the Guardians, we lose 4-3, I think, on 2 walk-offs. Wilson Contreras still isn't playing to how, you know, he is. He's, what is he hitting? He's hitting 0-63 in the last week, which is absolutely terrible. Nolan Gorman slowed down. Tommy Edman slowed down. Paul Goldschmidt, you know, still doing his thing, hitting 304, 3 home runs, 3 RBIs. I mean, offensively, within the past week, the Cardinals' offense wasn't what it normally is, but it gave us chances to win games. The hardest thing to watch for the Cardinals this year is they just don't know how to win games, you know? Every game is either we're scoring 7 runs and losing, or we're giving up 4 runs and losing. It's never one dominant thing, you know? So, like Jimmy said, I mean, the pitching also for the Mets and the Cardinals, you know, that's something that they need to look forward, either at the trade deadline or looking into next year. I think, I mean, you know how hitting is when it comes to MLB. You know, your team's hot for a little bit, then sometimes it goes cold. I'm not really too worried about our hitting, but our pitching and bullpen definitely have to get better.
Yeah. I mean, your team's not going to go far if the pitching stays the same. I'm sorry. It's just not. I mean,
there's no need to be sorry, bro. It's the truth.
Yeah. Let's talk about the Yankees, because I wanted to already talk about this whole Cardinals-Yankees thing, and we'll save that for a little later, because you were on one yesterday. Let me just tell you that. Fucking on one. Anyways, Aaron Judge is the best baseball player in baseball right now. And none of you can argue that. None of
Period.
You. Period. He is the best. Okay? The man is just... He just hits with ease. Sorry. If you guys... do you guys watch him hit the ball? It's just beautiful. It's like...
No, because he makes me mad he's so good at baseball.
And then he's robbing home runs like he's not 6'7". I mean, the dude does it all. He does it all. I am so happy he did not become a Giant. I am so happy because without Aaron Judge right now, the Yankees would not be where they are. That's it.
I think your record would probably be reversed.
Possibly, yeah. I mean,
you know what's crazy? I like just looking at the sheer size of Aaron Judge next to players is just, it's kind of comical.
Yeah.
I think it was Tatis that gave a hard return back to first base and shook up Rizzo. Rizzo mm-hmm. was hurt for a little bit. I think he hit him in the head or something like that this week. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And like Judge came in from right or center, wherever he plays these days, because it doesn't matter. He's just a beast in both.
Yeah.
He came in, he was just standing next to the players, and he was just massive. Like, yeah. it seems like Nerf basketball for us is what he's doing on a, you know what I mean? Like the small basketball, like he's the game's so small to him.
Yeah. It's crazy because, he's doing this and he missed 10 games already. He's at 17 home runs. 17 home runs. He's catching up to the home run leader right now, by the way.
Hey man, I'm milking this week of him being the leader still. I don't know how long it's going to last.
I saw something earlier today that said Aaron Judge is still, he's on the same pace as he was last year.
Yeah.
And this year he's 10 games like less.
Yeah. I mean, there's no way he hits 62 again. If he does, he's just cracked. Like he figured it out essentially. But let me talk a little bit of Yankees and stop, you know, get off Judge's meat for a little bit. the Yankees have been playing decent baseball. 7-3 in our last 10. Won a series against the Padres. We're playing the Mariners right now. We kicked up on them last night. Judge had two dingers. And, you know, we're playing above average of baseball. Pitching's doing all right. It does not help that we still have not gotten Rodon back. I think Nestor's all messed up with this pitch clock, so Jimmy's regression alert was correct in the beginning of the year. I just don't think he can play those mind games like he used to be able to because it's quicker now. But yeah, I think for what we've been dealt with the injuries, we've been playing well, especially regarding our starting rotation. Seve came back, he pitched well. Bader got hurt last night, and that's twice this year. That kind of sucks. It's only supposed to be a few day thing, with a possible IL stint, but, hopefully not. But yeah, I mean, Volpe's struggling. There you go. I'll finally say it. Volpe is struggling. He's batting under 200 or at 200. And it's, you know, we're playing decent baseball. I mean, guys are contributing. Glaber looks really good. Rizzo got hurt. It looked like it was a pickoff or something like that. And he smashed his neck into Tatis's leg or something like that.
Stinger.
Yeah. 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 I mean, the Yankees don't look bad. Giancarlo's starting his rehab. He should be back within a week or two. Donaldson, unfortunately, is going to be back soon. And Tommy Kahnle. So we're getting some reinforcements. And I think as much as Giancarlo Stanton has fallen off, I think he still is like a big piece to our lineup. And I'm excited to have him back. So yeah. Go ahead.
You finish your thought.
No, yeah. All good on the Yankee side right now.
I was just going to say about Giancarlo, like, he may not, like, hit 220, or he may hit 220, whatever. But that doesn't matter, because what he does is he provides, like, support in that lineup for Judge. If him hitting behind Judge, you could pitch around him, but then you're going to run into Giancarlo Stanton with ducks on the pond.
Yeah.
And then, you know, he could run into one, and then there's a 3-0 lead. You know what I mean? Like the Giancarlo Stanton in that lineup is more valuable than just his stats, in my opinion. So it's going to be a big addition back for you.
I agree. Because, you know, it's kind of like another Judge. I mean, he doesn't hit the average like Judge does. But if you hang something, he's going to hit it far.
Going to hit it 116 off the bat, miles per hour, and 450 dead center.
Yeah, he's going to hit it far. So it's exciting to get him back. Donaldson, on the other hand, I wish they would have gave him the Ellsbury treatment and he just disappeared. But we all know what happened with Jacoby Ellsbury and the Yankees. But
yeah. Nick can't run into 1-450 dead center though. That's for sure.
Absolutely not.
Nah, only if you throw it down the middle though.
No shot.
But all right, let's head into our topics now. So how we got these topics, right? Me and Nick, we were down the shore yesterday. We were coming home. Nick was a little turned up. I was driving and he was talking his shit. So I was like, you know what? Save it for today. So that's what we did. We saved it for today. So the first dumb topic Nick came up with was that the Cardinals are a better offensive team than New York Yankees.
Absolutely.
I honestly don't even need to look at stats to argue this. Like, it's just not possible.
How?
Explain. Okay. Since it's your topic, explain. How are the Cardinals a better offensive team than the Yankees? Go ahead.
Because if you're looking at the stats and not just the record, the Cardinals literally have like almost everything better than the Yankees. They have like a better average. They have more runs. All that. Yes, the Yankees are winning more games than the Cardinals this year, but I still think offensively, I would take the St. Louis Cardinals 9 batters over the New York Yankees 9 batters.
I'm sorry, bro. I would take Judge over your whole freaking lineup.
Okay, but you only have 1 through 5 hitters. Your 6 through 9 are absolute dog shit.
Bro, your team is under 500.
I'm not looking at from a record perspective.
Offense creates wins.
Oh, I got a question. Who's your 6 through 9?
Yeah, for real.
Ours?
Yeah.
Yeah, the Cardinals.
Let's see. We have
Contreras.
No, he actually bats higher for some reason.
Oh, okay, yeah, well, yeah.
I'm in the 6 to 9 category because he needs to be there.
Yeah.
We have Tommy Edman bats 9th. We have Brandon Donovan, Alec Burleson, Paul DeYoung, Tyler O'Neill.
That was like 1 through 5.
No, because you have none of them. Goldschmidt.
And they're hitting over 240.
Lars. Okay, but if you also look at the Yankees, none of them are barely hitting over 200, 6-9.
We have like 3 guys
hurt. You have IKF, Volpe, and Oswald Cabrera. 3 trash cans.
Mm, that's true. 6-9 definitely goes to the Cardinals, despite them still being mid.
Right. 6-9, fine. 6-9, right. I don't give a shit.
3 through 5.
Yankees all day.
3 through 5.
3 through 5 is, I believe it's Arenado, Goldschmidt, and either Contreras or Gorman.
Yeah, so you got the Yankees with Judge,
Rizzo, and Gleyber Torres.
I'm pretty sure Gleyber leads off.
I'm just saying, like,
you're just trying to put your best three hitters in the 3, 4, 5 category.
Well, because Boone freaking hits Judge 2nd, so our 3 through 5 doesn't really matter.
All right, yeah, I guess so. That's a little unfair.
Yeah, I mean, like our 3 through 5 would be different because Labor literally leads off, or LeMahieu leads off, and then Judge hits 2nd. So it's I'm going our 3 through 5. 3 through 5 is usually your best hitters. That's how it's always been.
Isn't Bader lead off?
Okay, so if you're doing that, it's going Judge, Rizzo, and who's the third? Gleyber, you want?
Gleyber, Bader, I don't care. Either or.
And Arenado is right. I like Knicks.
Well, my 3 this year would be Nolan Gorman, Nolan Arenado, and Goldschmidt.
Yeah, if Arenado's on, I like
and
Knicks.
And yes, Judge is the best hitter out of those 6 players, but for 3 hitters back-to-back-to-back, I'm also taking my team.
That's fine. You're still under 500, so I could care less, honestly.
I don't understand, like, why you always have to go to the record when I literally said the record doesn't matter. Because
offense creates wins.
Pitching also creates wins.
Pitching always beats good hitting.
It doesn't matter how many runs you score. You could always give up more.
Okay, fine. Your lineup's better than mine. You can have those bragging rights.
I mean, someone's a little salty, bro.
I don't see it because... my team's over 500 and your team's not, but
you also have like 1 less ERA than my pitching staff, like per game.
Take your Judge glasses off and see the lineup for what it is.
All right. You don't have to be the best at everything. You can admit sometimes when the Yankees aren't better than other teams at other things.
Okay. That's fine. You're also playing against worse teams.
Oh my, this guy has an excuse for everything.
Are you not playing against worse teams? Are you not playing against worse pitchers?
Is that my fault that we're not in the same division
as you? Nothing is your fault. Nothing is.
I'm not saying it's your fault.
But you have an excuse for everything.
But offensively, who are you hitting against?
Okay, bro, you got it, bro. Because tell me. Bo, we're in the NL. Obviously, the NL is easier than the AL. We're still doing better. We played you last year, swept you, dumbass.
Last year, oh my god!
You want to keep going there? I'll keep going backwards.
You know what's crazy? We made it to ALCS, and where the fuck did you go?
We ended the season the same time you did.
Yeah, we were home. We were all home. We weren't in the World Series.
Hooked.
0-3 last year.
You got smoked by the Astros.
I don't want to hear
it. Dude has an excuse for everything.
No. Someone with 85 wins is going to be the 3 seed in the NL. The NL is dog shit. Okay.
Here comes 27. Ready? He's going to start. He's going to start going to 27.
I'm not going to 27. I'm not
going back to 27.
This guy's going to go back to 1940.
Yeah, this beef crazy right now because I'm tired of this kid, Nick, thinking his Cardinals are so freaking good.
Time out. You're the hard-headed guy with your team being so good.
My team is pretty good right now.
Yeah, they were pretty good last year, and how'd that end up?
Pretty home.
Well,
pretty much home.
We've faced our kryptonite, the fucking Astros.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Any other team, I'm taking us. Astros, they scare me.
Oh, all right, boy. Bro. Let's see what happens at the end of this year.
And then let's hear this other shit topic you have. Because if the Cardinals are not a better team than the Mets. I'm sorry, bro. It's just not. No. Absolutely not.
Why not? Yeah, let me hear. Because their record is better than theirs.
No. Pitching. Starting pitching.
Okay.
Number one. As bad
quality,
as...
quality of starting pitchers. Not the stats. Yes.
Quality, yes. Quality of starting.
Yeah, pitching. I mean, we all know that the Mets have a better starting rotation than the Cardinals.
Quality of...
Young players are pretty close.
Young Both players?
Some good, impactful young players.
I think the Mets lineup is deeper.
Say that again?
Yeah.
The Mets have a deeper lineup?
I wasn't going to touch the Alonso versus Arenado and Goldschmidt debate again. I'm not touching that, topic.
Because we win that one easily.
I got roasted.
But the Mets are a better team than the Cardinals.
So if the records were switched, would you also say the same thing? Because they're only 3 games better than the Cardinals.
That's a good question, Nick. This bozo think a little bit instead of just reverting to 27.
All right, the Mets are 27-27, and the Cardinals are like 24-30.
Okay, let me explain this. All right, starting pitching, Mets. Relief pitching, Mets. Lineup. I'll give the lineup a draw. We'll mark it up as a draw.
So my question is, how do you pick? I understand that both of our teams' pitching is terrible. But you said earlier in the episode that the Mets bullpen, all they have is Robertson. How are you picking
better than the Cardinals? The Cardinals bullpen is a mess.
Listen, I mean, it's about as bad as the Mets.
No. The Cardinals bullpen is a mess.
So one person makes the whole bullpen better?
I mean, you know.
You literally said everyone on the Mets bullpen was terrible except Robertson.
Hold up.
One of the best relievers this year.
I'm not saying he's not good, you know, but I don't think one player makes like your bullpen way better than mine. You know what I'm saying?
It's not that their bullpen is complete dog shit, right? It's just not championship material right now. And things could change. And we're going to talk about that a little bit, maybe. But your fucking half your bullpen has over a 4 ERA. Okay? Like, okay. They have a better bullpen.
I mean, I think it's pretty even.
All right. Well, that I think you know your team sucks. So that's that. Okay.
All right, bro.
All right.
Sure.
Now, speaking of sucking, we could talk about what we can do for our teams not to suck. So you know, end of May, about what do you say? Third of the way through the season.
Exactly a third.
So let's talk a little bit about some additions maybe we can make at the deadline. Just like positions, we don't have to really get into players unless you guys want to. I brought up earlier, maybe the Mets going after a reliever by the name of Aroldis Chapman. He somehow learned how to pitch again. I mean, maybe he can be a high leverage guy for you guys. Who knows? But I don't think that's a bad. I think that's a very buy low, high reward type of guy. If it works out, you never know.
Well, if we're not in first place by the deadline, then we got to buy low with high reward because we're not getting rid of our prospects if we're a mid team come August.
Yeah.
Like, we'd be stupid to. I mean, the GM should be fired at that point.
Yeah. I mean, last year, your trade deadline last year was just disastrous. I mean, I don't know what the hell Epler was on last year, but to add Vogelbach, Darren Ruff, and Michael Givens, who's not even on the team anymore. Well, Ruff's not on the team. But Givens?
Dude.
That might have been one of the worst deadlines for a 100-win
season.
Exactly, a 100-win team I've seen. It has to be better this year. It has to be.
That's just kudos to, like, the team being able to win last year. Like, the team found a way to win, even without the help and reinforcements and shit like that. Like, but then again, like, who was on the market to really make a difference for us? Like, we needed to add role players. We didn't need a star. We didn't need to make a move for a high leverage reliever. We needed a depth reliever because we had the high leverage guys. We had Ottavino, we had Diaz having a career year. You know, no positional needs. We had Nimmo, we had, you know, having a career year. Pete Alonso absolutely tearing it up. You know, and Nimmo's absolutely living up to this contract, by the way. I'll just tell you that.
100%. But
what do we need? Himmo, for sure. What do we need? We need pitching. I mean, as simple as that. We need to find some out of contention aces. Literally an ace to trade with years of control. But then that's going to cost us a Ronnie Mauricio. It's going to cost us an Alex Ramirez. And we can't afford to trade those people. So to me, if we're 500 near there, if we're a couple games over, if we're like 10 games back in the East, I'm punting, bro. I'm sorry. Punting. I'm not parting with Mauricio. I'm not parting with the three guys that are at the major league level. I'm not parting with Alex Ramirez. The only person that's a good prospect that I'd part with is Parada, the catcher.
Yeah,
I think he's expendable.
Yeah. I mean, you have Alvarez, and if Alvarez, you know, keeps it up, there's no need for him. He's expendable.
Yeah, I mean, what a catching combo. If, you know, Parada has success in the major league level, Francisco Alvarez continues his success. What a catching tandem. But, you know, for now, I don't know. I'm punting if we're close to 500.
Yeah. No, I mean, I think the Mets, like, because the thing is, right, the Mets. As much as we say they are an old, like, your rotation's old, you don't have any prospects starting pitching that are like they're the next, you know, shit, you know.
Yeah,
you don't have that. So for you to have almost three older guys making over 15, what is Cookie Carrasco making, like 15 mil?
Probably.
Yeah, somewhere around there. Like, it's going to be hard to rebuild that. So I think, like, there's going to be some moves you guys need to make if you're not contending at the deadline. And I think that's dumping contracts and getting whatever you can for it.
I don't know. I don't know if we'll be sellers, but I would definitely stand pat.
Yeah. I mean, for the Yankees, it's a left fielder. We don't have a solid left fielder. Now, this is going to sound crazy, but I think... if there's any blockbuster move to be made, is Juan Soto to the Yankees this offseason. Mark my words. They're not giving Peraza a chance for some reason. And I think he's a very good prospect. And I think he'll be a very good major league player. And we have Jason Dominguez. He may or may not be up this year. He's starting to pick it up a little bit. And I think we have prospects to trade away for Soto. So pay attention, guys. Maybe. Soto traded again.
Can you afford him, though?
That's the issue. I mean,
you got Stanton, you got Judge, you got, because they're making 25, 30 million plus. You got, did Rizzo sign a multi-year?
Yeah, he's 2 years, 32 mil, so 16.
Do you like Bader? Because you won't have Bader if you get Soto.
I mean, I love Bader, but he's just hurt too much. He's hurt way too much.
Yeah, I mean, but that's a hard sell because you have to sign the player you get. That's why I'm not telling anyone that going to get Ohtani anymore, because in the off season, sure, we could afford him, but we can't trade for Ohtani. I'm sorry.
Yeah. But yeah, we just need, I think we need a left fielder. We need a solid left fielder and maybe a good left-handed bat, like a Jock Peterson. Someone who could come in, DH, play a little outfield, and hit taters from the left side of the plate. I think Jock Peterson would be a pretty nice ad for the Yankees, in my opinion. But yeah, that's, I think that's what the Yankees need. And I know the Cardinals need a whole lot. So, Nick, what do you think they need?
Yeah, me personally, I'm going for the bullpen. You know, we don't have that superstar starter. Within the last like couple weeks, you know, our starters did have settled down to where they're giving up, you know, 3-4 runs, but they're throwing so many pitches where, you know, the fifth inning comes and they're at 80, 90, 100 pitches. So every game that the Cardinals are playing, our bullpen's throwing at least 4 innings a game. And I mean, looking at our bullpen stats this year, we have one bullpen pitcher who has under 3 ERA.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if I'm the Cardinals, you know, you got to do something to get some more arms that are going to be consistent in the bullpen in the long run.
Yeah. I mean, bullpens win World Series.
Yeah. I mean, the bullpen just, it has developed where it's much more of a bigger part of your team than what it was. Because, you know, the playoffs come, you could throw your number 4 or 5 starter out and get, you know, 4 or 5 innings. Now you can't really do that. You have to have depth in the bullpen.
I think a bullpen is one of the most crucial points of a team during the offseason, the playoffs. Sorry, your bullpen. Yeah.
I mean, because what does a manager do when there's a bit of trouble? Like your ass is on the line. You have to win a game. You got to go to your pen for a fresh guy.
Yeah.
Yep. Whether it's your 5 starter that'll give you 2 innings every, you know, 3 days or whatever, Wainwright coming out, or in the 2006 NLCS, and still butthurt about that, but I mean, just stud. 2 innings from your starter, your 5 starter here or there, like just, it's, and how hype is it when like a Waino from like the 2006 team, or like a Scherzer from the 2019 Dodgers or 2020 Dodgers comes in? It's just so hype when you get the number one ace come in for like 2 innings in game 7. Like, that's crazy.
Exactly. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. But, I mean, and another thing is the bullpen honestly gets your team to the postseason. It's not, they're not just there for the postseason. You know, I mean, look at the Cardinals right now. If we had a good bullpen, we'd probably have like 10 more wins. But our bullpen is shot and we are 8 games under 500.
That's cap, and you know it. 10 no, more not. Wins? You're no, st- you need starting pitching, bro. Come on.
Yeah, I understand
you,
that.
You
but
need starting pitching. Mason wins on the move.
I understand that, but the way our offense was this year is we've had many winnable games that the bullpen threw away. 10 might be a little high, you know, but 5 to 10 games at least. I'm still saying 10, but, you know, faces you guys are making, you know, I'll go lower to make you a little happy.
All right.
All right, buddy. All right.
Well, we got a. Are we? We're not ending it, right? We're still going. Let's keep going.
Wow, we got players. Guess the player.
Yeah.
Guess the player. All right, guys. If you didn't know already, TikTok this for you. We do a guess that player every week. So, all three of us pick a player anywhere in the league. Has to be a player still playing. We give a little tidbit about them and we try to guess it. Pretty fun. So, if you want to guess in the chat while we're recording, you can do that. Fun. But I'll start us off. All right. Because I usually guess everyone else's. So you guys can guess mine. All right. This player is from the Dominican Republic. Mm-hmm. Like that. He is a Cy Young winner.
Got it.
Who is it?
Yandy Alcantara.
Yeah.
I literally said that in my head too.
That was kind of, I think Dominican Republic gave it away, but.
Those are probably two easiest things that you could have said about him.
Yeah. But Jimmy loves him, so, I mean, he knew that right away.
Hate him, but love him.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, he's disgusting. Not playing that well this year, but.
Gross. He can't pitch against the Mets. The Mets had his number in his Cy Young year.
Yeah.
But, Sandy Alcantara is just like, he's just like what you want to be as a pitcher. From yesterday, not today, because everyone tries to strike people out, throw gas, whatever.
Yeah.
Alcantara pitches to contact, like
he's a
goes complete
guy.
Games, crafty, yeah.
pitcher.
Just makes it happen.
All right, who's next? Who's next?
Let's go with the guy who got it right.
Yeah, there you go.
Mine's going to be a lot more challenging.
That's fine. I went with an easy one.
All right, I'll give you similar hints.
Okay.
Is Venezuelan.
Okay.
He placed sixth in Cy Young award-winning votes in 2019. He was a member of a different team that year. He played for the Red Sox.
Uh-huh.
He's having a career year this year.
Eduardo Rodriguez.
Oh! Eduardo Rodriguez.
I'm too wow. bad.
That was nice. I thought that would be harder. He, yeah, like 2.13 ERA, 2.5 WAR in 67 innings, 67 Ks, 1.99 ERA plus for those plus stat lovers. I'm certainly one of them, but yeah, Eduardo Rodriguez.
Yeah, once you said Red Sox, I was like Venezuelan Eduardo Rodriguez.
Stud this year. What, Detroit Tigers overperforming? They're in second place.
They are. They are. Well, that division also is kind of terrible. But
yeah, well, I mean, the Guardians, 500, I wouldn't expect that.
No, no.
The White Sox is just terrible.
Yeah. Last year, I was saying the Guardians were going to be another, you know, win the division again, but they look pretty bad right now.
Yep.
All right, Nicholas.
Who looks good?
Who?
Who looks freaking good? The Rangers, and I'm eating my words on them.
Yeah, they look pretty. They look scary. They look like a very scary team. I mean, they have the highest run differential in the league, so they're a scary team.
Yeah, Eovaldi is him.
Somehow. Yeah, somehow, some way.
Hope that's not Nick's player.
No. My player. So my player is American.
Okay.
He is currently in the AL.
Okay.
Has a career WAR of 34.9.
Kind of high.
Career batting average of .288.
Uh-huh.
He's a two-time All-Star and one-time World Series champ.
Ooh.
I have a guess.
Okay.
Bryce Seager.
No.
Damn.
How much more? 34.9 career WAR.
Not as much as Seager.
Damn.
Seager has less, I mean.
The team he is on is his fourth team of his career. Let's see. He is an infielder.
Damn, this is hard. American infielder, 34.
Give me a division.
The American League East.
All right. I wasn't even over there. Oh wait, I have an idea. I don't know if he plays for this team anymore though.
You said he has a one ring.
One ring.
And what? Any other accolades?
He was voted. I mean, top 10 in MVP in 2016 and 2017.
Okay.
Not many accolades. I don't know if this is going to help or not, but he was drafted by the Yankees in 2005.
Justin Turner?
Yes.
Justin Turner was drafted by the Yankees?
Yeah.
He was on the Mets round. For a minute.
Yep. Baltimore, the Mets, the Dodgers, and Boston.
Yep, Justin Turner.
That's his fifth team then.
Baltimore, the Mets, facts. The Dodgers, and Boston.
Oh, fake no. So facts. He didn't play for the he got drafted by the Yankees but never played for them.
Yeah.
Yeah, he got drafted in 2005 and made his debut in 2009.
Man,
the y'all Metropolitans.
Like I'm good at this, baby. Good. I'm good.
You like that, bro. You like that.
I'm him. All right, let's talk about our money making that we lose money on all the time because Nick can't pick the right damn team.
Can we just talk about how you left me out of the bet this time, too?
Yeah, I kind of shafted you. I apologize.
Savage. Like, don't even ask me if I want in.
I shafted him, bro.
If you won, I would have been tight.
Nick, you're going to have to bet for us this week.
Yeah.
Because I'm not going to be in the state, and you're the only one in the state, so you're going to have to bet for us.
Yeah, so the update on last week, I picked the Dodgers. Dodgers lost to the Rays 9-3. I believe Jimmy picked the Pirates, correct?
Correct.
They beat the Mariners 11-6.
And me.
Jonathan, you had Miami, correct?
Yeah.
And Miami beat the Angels 6-2, so I was the loser again.
Yeah, let me just shout out a parlay real quick. My boy Luke gave this to me, if anyone wants to tail it. It's Acuna to win NL MVP, Judge to win AL MVP, and Yoshida to win AL Rookie of the Year. Check it out, guys. It's a good little odds there. Not bad. Not bad.
Pretty much locks, but you know what? Who's your friend? Who is it? Luke?
Luke, yeah.
Luke, just, you know, we gotta let the folks know that you're not an expert. We're not experts, and yeah. you should tail at your own risk.
Tail at your own risk, but I think it's a pretty good bet. So if you guys want to win some money, check it out. But let's get into our weekly bets of underdogs, because if we pick the winners, we're not gonna make any money. Not like we make money anyways, because Nick shafts us every freaking week. How about this, listeners? What you do is pick the opposite of what Nick picks. So if he picks one team, pick the other team, okay? There you go.
I have mine already for Friday.
I have to look.
So we're going to do Friday, June 2nd, correct?
Yes. Yeah. Friday, June 2nd. Yep.
I am taking Luis Castillo and the Mariners.
Over John Gray and the Rangers.
Texas Rangers.
That's pretty good.
Wow.
Yo, what's the odds in the Mets game?
The Mets game is 44% to Toronto and 55% to the Mets.
I'm taking Chris Bassett over Justin Verlander.
Suck, bro. Yo, folks, everyone listening, don't bet, because it's just going to lose.
With you picking that team, Jimmy's not going to send his money this week.
Oh, you know what I'm going to do? The Yankees are underdogs.
Okay, pick Severino over. I mean,
no, because you'd like that.
Yeah, I would.
I'm going with I don't even know this guy's first name, Dean Kramer, and the Orioles over the Giants and Logan Webb. Yeah, definitely. Cedric Mullins. I hope he comes back in time.
Nah, they got Aaron Hicks now. Guys, Aaron Hicks was signed by the Baltimore Orioles, by the way.
Ooh, you know what we should add? We should add a fourth leg to that parlay. Hicks with a tank in the Friday game.
I'm down. Fuck it.
So what's up?
I'm down. What if he doesn't play, though?
We won't make that bet.
If he doesn't get in a bat, it just gets voided.
Okay, guys, we're going to add Hicks home run.
Are we?
Yeah, we're going to do it. Fuck it. A Hicks home run Friday night if he plays. That's going to be good. Imagine it hits.
We're definitely losing. So, again, we're not professionals. So don't tail us this week.
Professionals. Don't tail us this week. And if you do want to tail, pick the opposite team of what Nick picked, because he's usually wrong. All right. Well, that's another week, fellas. This was a good episode.
The long boy.
Long boy, one of our longest in a while, but it was just flowing.
Sure.
Flowing and going. I will take us the outro today, since you guys have been doing it the past weeks. So guys, thank you for listening. We will be a day late next week, maybe 2 days late. I'll be away until Tuesday, so won't be able to record next week. But we'll have something out either Wednesday or Thursday of next week. But this week is like normal schedule, like clockwork. Wednesday, 4 p.m. we'll be out. Make sure to check us out. Follow us on TikTok, Instagram, Twitter. Join the Discord. If you want a t-shirt, let us know. I mean, they're post-production at this point. We're going to work on hats, little trucker hats. Those are cool. We get those in. Those are in pre-production. but guys, thank you for listening again. We appreciate all your support. And I hope you all have a wonderful week. And give a hug to someone you love. All right? Peace out.